Okay, so still on Siman Reshmem Tesif Kotan Beis. Let's just very briefly summarize where we're up to, and then before, just to see the pattern of the sif and what the Tzitzis HaFreshim is doing. So his springboard was the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch, confirmed by the Tshuvas Lechem Rav, that the only difference between the way a Baal is koine peiros, the way a Baal is koine nichse ishto, and an odin is koine nichse avdo, the only difference is guf and peiros. In every other way, they are the same. And therefore, the Lechem Rav wants to say that the odin is koine nechosim even from before the time of avdus, just as a Baal would be koine the peiros of his wife's nechosim even from the time from before she got married, and that they would follow the same kind of principle. And in fact, he found that the Yerushalmi says that clearly, because in the case of Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, the Yerushalmi says if he finds a metzia on his own day, he's got to give it to his balabos the next day. So we see clearly, says the Tzitzis HaFreshim from the beginning, that the Odin gets the nechosim of the previous that he acquired even prior to the time of the avdus, just as a Baal does. And initially we assumed that was part of the Ravid's whole chakira as to whether an Eved first acquires the property and then the Odin acquires it from him, like an Isha, or whether the Odin acquires directly the moment the Eved gets it. Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbe means that it's literally as if it's been put into the hand of the Odin and it never went through the Eved. And the Tzoyt HaKoshin's derech was like the Shach, that in fact it does go through the Eved, which means the Eved is like an Isha, and therefore an Odin should be koine in the Nechosim of the Eved, just as a Baal does, even in the Nechosim that come before the time of the Avdus. That's how he wanted to start off saying. The problem was, the Bavli said the opposite. It seems to be clear from the Bavli, although we saw in Aruch HaShulchan that he doesn't learn the Bavli that way, seems to be clear from the Bavli that the what he gets on his day, the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, what he gets on his day, the Odin cannot lay claim to. So in the Bavli, it's not talking about a case of Metzia, it talks about the case of Negocho, sure, but it seems clear from the Bavli that he doesn't have to give that to the Odin the next day. Does that mean that there's a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi on this din of the Tshuvas Lechem Rav, as to whether the an Odin is Koine, the Nechosim of an Eved that came even before? No, this is the Tzitzis HaKoshin. No, there's no Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi at all. Clearly an Odin is Koine, what an Eved got before he became an Eved, just as a Baal is koine what an Isha got, the Peres of what an Isha got before she became his Isha. That's clear. That's why I don't understand the Aruch HaShulchan who says that Choshen made a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi out of it. He didn't make a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi out of that. He makes a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi out of something else. He says the Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi is when the very essence, when you get to the root of what a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin is. There you have different worldviews as to what a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin is. This has got nothing to do with the din of whether an Odin can acquire Nechosim of an Eved from prior to the Kinyan Avdus. That clearly he can. Chatzi Eved Ben Chatzi Ben Chayrin takes us into a whole new world of a Bria called the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. And the Yerushalmi and the Bavli view that in two very different ways. The Yerushalmi views that as a person who flips from Avdus to Chayrus every second day, or every day, and is not worried about Poko Kedushas Haguf, Bechdi, that every day he can lose his Kedushas Haguf of Yisrael and become an Eved. And the Bavli is worried about Poka Kedushas Haguf and says, no, he can't flip. He is what he is, and he is that all the time. Why does he get the full income of his day and no income of the next day? Because that's a commercial deal he makes with his balabos, with his odin. He makes a deal, he makes a kinyan. I will give you everything I earn one day, so you're getting my part, you're getting my half on Monday, and I'm getting your half on Tuesday. So they're machal, if they switch each other, they create a shibud in one another on each day, and they exchange. And therefore, it's a normal din that they've made. It's his luck. Whatever he happens to get on his day belongs to him. And if he finds a metziah that day, it belongs to him. He doesn't have to give that back to the odin. He's been koine that metziah from his odin already. Before he even got it, he was koine all the shvach moment of that day. So whether it's a Nagach HaShor or whether it's a Metziah, any money that came his way, that day is his. That's the difference between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Comes out then that the big issue between the Bavli and Yerushalmi is whether a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is a separate species, a Min B'Fnei Atzmo, or whether he is a full Eved one day and a full Ben Chorin the other day. That's the view of the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi holds that he switches from one to the other. Then we wanted to take that a little further and said, well, if it's a separate Min, can they marry each other? Can a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin marry a Chatzi Shikho Chatzi Bas Chorin? And we found the Mishnah Lamelech who wants to say yes, and that led us into a whole different direction which we're going to get into today. And what I want to do first is suggest to you a way that we can understand the Mishnah Lamelech. Different from the way the Ksos. The Ksos says there's no way to understand the Mishnah Lamelech, and therefore clearly there's been a misprint. It's been printed incorrectly, is what the Ksos says. So I want to look at a way of understanding the Mishnah Lamelech and understanding why the Ksos won't learn that way in the Mishnah Lamelech. And in so doing, we'll find two chidushim in the Mishnah Lamelech. One the Ksos deals with directly and one indirectly. What is so this is how I want to learn the Mishnah Lamelech. And this is the piece in the Ksos HaKosher that starts with Virushalmi Psochim Perek Ha'isho Aloch Aleph Rabbi Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. So if you've got that piece in the Ksos HaKosher, that's the piece that we're dealing with. And I'll deal with it outside first, and then we'll learn it inside again. Mm-hmm. You managed to find that there. It's in... it starts with Virushalmi Psochim. Have you got that? Okay, on those old editions, it's hard to find them. Virushalmi Psochim. So, this is how I want to learn and we've already spent time on the Mishnah Lamelech, so I'm assuming you know the content of the Mishnah Lamelech. This is how I want to learn the Mishnah Lamelech. Bear in mind, the Mishnah Lamelech gives us how he wanted to learn, but couldn't, and how he finally learns. He starts with how he finally learns, and then he says how I wanted to learn. So in understanding the Mishnah Lamelech, I'm going to twist it around. I'm going to learn it the way he thought he could learn the Gemara, and then what's wrong with that, and then how he ends up learning the Gemara. So he starts off with the Yerushalmi. He doesn't deal with the Gittin, with the Gemara and Gittin, the Yerushalmi and Gittin. He starts with the Yerushalmi and Psochim. What's the Yerushalmi and Psochim? Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, mi shechetzio eved v'chetzio ben chayrin, kiddush isho in choshishin l'kiddushin, v'chadavasa girushin choshishin l'girushin. So the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin has no possibility of being Mekadesh or being Megarish. Shmuel Omar, Choshishin Ligirushin. Shmuel says, you are Choshish Ligirushin. Ati the Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanina Taman Ganav Mishachetzi Eved Bechetzi Ben Chorin, Rabbi Yehuda Mechaye, Bechachomim Poetry. So that's the Yerushalmi that he deals with. He starts off, the Mishnah Lamelech starts off assuming that the Yerushalmi holds like we've learned the Bavli. There's no reason to assume anything different. And that is that a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is a different species. He doesn't flip from one to another. It's a different species. A Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, that's what he is. In that case, the Mishnah Lamelech has a problem. What's the talk of Gerushin? If we say that he's not about Kiddushin, this being cannot be Mekadesh and Isha. We're not talking about one day this, one day that. This is a being that cannot be Mekadesh and Isha. If he cannot be a Mekadesh and Isha, why are we even talking about Gerushin? Why does Rabbi Yochanan even mention Gerushin? And how can Shmuel possibly say that Koshishin the Gerushin? Who's he being Megarish? He never got married. Who's he being Megarish? So he wanted to say, therefore, we must be talking about a Shlichus, that means that if he acts as a shliach, says Shmuel, we've got to be choshish for his gittin. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says we don't have to be choshish for his gittin if he's a shliach. But that he himself is begarish a wife, there's no havimina because he hasn't got a wife. He can't possibly have a wife. Is the way the Ksos HaKosher wants to learn him. So an Eved cannot be a Shliach to be Megarish and Isha because he's in love by Krisusu. Since the Parsha is not, as we learned last time, that the Parsha of family law doesn't apply to him, that includes Shlichus Legitim. That means he's not about Krisus. If he's not about Krisus, he can't be a Shliach to Krisus. So
he can't be a Shliach about Krisus, then how does Kiddushin apply to him altogether?
It doesn't. You mean, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it does not? according to Shmuel, it seems to be, and that's one of the things the Mishneh Lechem leaves as a kasha on the Yerushalmi. What is the difference between Girushin and Kiddushin? Yeah. How can that be? So he's, according to Shmuel, he himself is not about Kiddushin, but we're choshishin l'shlichus because of the din of Rabbi Yehuda, which we don't fully understand. So let's see that. He says, but I can't learn that way, because when I look at the Gemara in Gittin, I see that the Yerushalmi actually says that mischalik l'isurin, chatzi evet chatzi ben chorin, is mischalik l'isurin. That means he can be Mekadosh one day and not the next day. On the Yom Shel Atzma he can be Mekadosh. On Yom Shel Rabbah he cannot be Mekadosh Yishur. And that we see in the Yerushalmi in Gittin. It's true that the way we learned it, that's not how Rabbi Yochanan holds. But according to the Ksesa Choshen, it is how Rabbi, the whole Yerushalmi holds that way. Everything in the Yerushalmi comes from that viewpoint.
But it's a different view. One day yes, one day no.
One day yes, he's a Ben Chorin. One day he's a... Now, let's just modify that a little bit. That's the way we understood it last time. I want to modify it a little bit and say, he still holds his separate Bria called the Chatzi Eben, Chatzi Ben Chorin. The Mishnah Melech has had no reason to move away from that. It's the Ksesa Choshen who creates the Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi on that. What I want to suggest is the Mishnah Melech still holds his Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. But the din of this strange Bria is that one day he has certain halachas and the next day he has other halachas. So the Chiluk is in his halachas, the Chiluk is not in his Metzias. You follow the subtle difference between the way the Mishnah Melech seems to be learning and the way the Ktzos learns. The Ktzos learns the difference is in who he is Ben Metzias. Is he an Eved or is he Ben Chorin? And all the halachas flow out of that. When he's an Eved, he's got the halachas of an Eved. When he's a Ben Chorin, he's got the halachas of a Ben Chorin. The Mishnah of the Melech, I want to suggest, learns, no, he is a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, the same as the Bavli says. The difference with the Yerushalmi is how do you treat his halachas? So just as in Mominus you split him up, one day this, one day that, so in Yisurin you split him one day one this and one day that, but not because he's an Eved one day and a Ben Chorin one day. He's always a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. And what forces me to say that in the Mishnah of the Melech is because the Mishnah of the Melech still wants to say they can marry each other because Bas Minehu. That a chatzi shivcho chatzi bas chorin is the same min as a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. So clearly he learns that way. And as strange as that sounds, it sounds strange because of what we've learned so far in the Ksos HaChoshen. You'll see when we finish up today in the Ksos HaChoshen itself, it won't be that strange to suggest that although he's a separate bria, he has one halachas on one day and another halachas and other halachas on the other day. But although he's a separate bria. So, but it's not because of it's important to appreciate the subtle difference between the way the Ksos HaChoshen learns the Yerushalmi and the way we're holding the Mishnah Lamelech is learning the Yerushalmi. The Ksos HaChoshen says the Machlokes Yerushalmi in Bavli is whether he is an Eved at all on Yom Shel Atzmai. According to the Bavli, he is a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin on Yom Shel Atzmai. According to the Yerushalmi, he is a Ben Chorin on Yom Shel Atzmai. And Poker Kedushasa and all of that. According to the Mishnah Melech, no, everybody agrees Lo Poka Kedushasa. There's no change in his Kedusha. He's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. They are just different dinim. On Sunday, he's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin who is treated like a Ben Chorin, and on Monday, he's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin who's treated like an Eved. Legabi his halachas. Not only legabi his monanus, but also legabi his halachas. And then we can go back to saying it's not about shlichus, which is what he does. So he pulls back from shlichus and he says, means taka girushin, which means that a chatzi, Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, says Rabbi Yochanan, the way he learns Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about B'yom Shel Rabbi, but B'yom Shel Rabbi, there can be no kiddushin, there can be no girushin, which means Shmuel would say that even B'yom Shel Rabbi choshishin the kiddushin, is the way the Mishnah Lemelech is probably learning. Now there are two chidushim in this. The one chidush is what we've just said, that he's holding, that he's a kind of a hybrid, that in the one sense he's a different species called the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin and can marry a Chatzi Shivcho Chatzi Bas Chorin and yet mischalek li'isurin. That's the chidush in the Mishnah Melech, a chidush which will become less bizarre as we go on today. The other chidush is that he learns the Yerushalmi the way the Pnei Moshe learns it. The Pnei Moshe, the Kohen Aida, learns that the Gemara is bringing a raya from Rabbi Yochanan, not a stira from Rabbi Yochanan. And that's what the Ksos HaChoshen doesn't even conceive as a possibility. So whereas the Mishnah Lamelech is willing to slightly stretch the pshat of the words in the Yerushalmi in order to create a consistent view of the Yerushalmi, the Ktzos HaChoshen is not willing to stretch the words at all. Clearly, Rabbi Yochanan is chilek with the Stam Yerushalmi, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like our Gemara, and therefore the Mishnah LeMelech couldn't possibly be saying what he says he's saying. And the Ktzos HaChoshen reconstructs the Mishnah LeMelech in a way that makes better sense. The only thing he says that one thing we can't say is, says the Ktzos HaChoshen, and that's the Kasha and the Mishnah LeMelech. There's nothing much we can do about that. Is that from the Gemara in Gittin we see that there's no way he can marry a Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Bas Chorin, because when the Gemara there looks for a Hechit Tinsa of how he could possibly have Yorshim, and Tosfos says you can have Yorshim if you're a bar kiddushin. If there's some way you can marry someone, then your children are Yorshim, even if you married somebody you're not allowed to marry. So a man, an ordinary man, marries his sister, their children are Yorishim, although they're Mamzerim. Because he could have married a Penuyo, and he could have, so therefore he's a Bar Kiddushin. So the din of Yorishim goes after the capacity of a person to enter into Kiddushin, not after whether the relationship that produced those children was Kiddushin or not. Even that's the Hiddush of Tosfos, and it's clear from the Gemara on the questions of Manzerim and others, clearly that even if that particular union was not a union of Kiddushin, and the children were Manzerim, or they were born out of wedlock, those children are Yorshim. Why are they Yorshim? Because he's a Bar Kiddushin. So the Ktzos HaChoshen says, if a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin could theoretically marry a Chatzi Shifcho Chatzi Bas Chorin, then he's a Bar Kiddushin. If he's a Bar Kiddushin, he has Yorshim. Why does the Gemara have such a difficulty in finding a case where he could have Yorshim, and comes out and end that he doesn't have Yorshim? It says just if he had Yorshim, you would have to pay Chatzi Kofet to the Yorshim. But he can't have Yorshim. Says the Ktzos HaChoshen, he could have Yorshim. And if he could have Yorshim, even if this particular one doesn't have Yorshim, if he wasn't married this way, he was married to a Bas Chorin. He shouldn't have married a Bas Chorin. He should only have married a Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Bas Chorin. But if he married a Bas Chorin, those children would be Yorshim too, says the Ktzos HaChoshen. Elamai, what do we see? That there's nobody, Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin cannot marry a Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Bas Chorin, although they're a separate min, that they can't marry each other. Ki Yikach Ish Isho doesn't apply to that min. And Kiddushin won't apply to them. So that's how he comes out. And therefore he says, that can't be the way you explain the Yerushalmi to say Gerushin. Where does the Gerushin come from? So he says, the Lechem Mishnah was right in his Havamina. The Mishnah Melech was right in his Havamina. That this is talking about Shlichus, it's not talking about the get itself. So how does the Ktzos HaChoshen now understand the Yerushalmi? There's a Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan understand Yerushalmi. The Stam Yerushalmi holds that they switch from Kiddushin to from Choshin the Kiddushin to Ein Choshin the Kiddushin, B'yam Shel Atzma, B'yam Shel Rabbe. There's a switch backwards and forwards the Yerushalmi holds. Rabbi Yochanan holds he's a separate species, and there's no Kiddushin, and there's no Gittin, nor can he be a Shliach LeGittin because he's not a bar Krisus. Shmuel says he can be a Shliach LeGittin, and we don't know why. That's the next big issue to clarify. Why does Shmuel hold that he can be a bar shlichus legitim? What is his whole shita? So now we need to understand shita Shmuel. To do that, let's look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin Peivov. I'm not sure if I gave you that Gemara in last week's handouts, but I've got them here again, at least some pages. We've probably got enough certainly to share. And here we see near the top of the page, Hagoyne Vanoi, and he goes on, my time with the Rabbonin. This is talking about kidnapping. Then lower down, Gon of Mishichetzia, Tnan Halson, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Lavodim Boishes. By Avodim, this is not a Chatzi Eved, this is an Eved Gomer. There's no claim of Boishes. My time at the Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Kro, Ki Yenotsu Anoshim Yachdov, Ish Ve'ochiv. In the case of Boishes, it talks about two men are having a fight. Ish Ve'ochiv, a man and his brother. Mish Yesh Loi Achva, Yotso Eved, She'en Loi Achva. The concept of Achva doesn't apply to an Eved.
says Rashi, why not? Eved she'ein lo achlo. Yatsa eved she'ein lo achlo. Vafilu im echov b'nei oviv.
Even with his own brothers from the same father.
Dichtiv am hachamor am hademe lechamor in lo kebehemo.
There is no yuchsin between avodim, and therefore that's not called echov. He doesn't have any brothers. The concept of achva doesn't apply to an eved. Is how Rashi learns. Now, Eved Knani. The concept of Achvo doesn't apply to an Eved. Says Tosfos, Yotzo Eved she'ein lo Achvo, perish bekuntrus, Eved ein lo Achvo, vafilu em echov b'nei oviv. Dichtiv am hachamor, am hadome lechamor. Bekoshe, dim kim ger u'meshuchro nami. Then it's not just an Eved, the same should apply to a ger. Because once a person is misgayer, he hasn't gotten achva with his own brothers. So does that mean that achva doesn't apply to him, and therefore you wouldn't have to pay boishes to a ger? That doesn't make sense. So Tosfos modifies it. V'niru lefarish she'ein lo achva she'ein yotz ei chalotzov kruim achva ma she'ein ken beger. It's his children that aren't brothers of each other, and Eved's children aren't brothers of each other because they're not yorshim of the father. So the same as we had before, since they're not Yeresh the father, they're not Misyaches after the father, they're separate individuals. And they don't have a din achva with one another, and therefore there's no boshes to an Eved.
But Rabbanan, back in the Gemara, Echov hu b'mitzvus,
he is his ach in mitzvus. So when it says Echov, it's not talking about biological achim, it's talking about halachic achim, and since he has mitzvus, he has the same mitzvus as a woman. And a woman is certainly considered as part of Achva, and so is an Eved considered part of Achva because of the mitzvah of a machlokes, Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you chayv boishes to an Eved.
V'acha hechi dorish Rabbi Yehuda sova, and this is how Rabbi Yehuda works it out. Mei echov la'afuki avodim.
V'acha, what Rabbi Yehuda is working out now is not about boishes. What Rabbi Yehuda is working about here is that hagoynev. Because he says that in the Mishnah, we don't have it in the photostat. In the Mishnah on Pei Hei Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you kidnap a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Bin Chayrin, you chayiv. Ask the Gemara, how do you learn that out? Sover Mei Echov, when it talks about Goynev Ish Mei Echov, Lafuki Avodim. So just as by Boishes, Achvo excludes an Eved, so by kidnapping, Achvo excludes an Eved. Goynev an Eved, you're not chayiv Misa. Bnei Yisrael, and then it says, "May echov mi bnei Yisrael, bnei Yisrael limutu mishichetzio eved bechetzio ben chur." That's another miut. Not only must he be echov, but he's got to be bnei Yisrael. That means not a partial bnei Yisrael. But then it says, "Mi bnei Yisrael." The mem is yet another miut. Limutu mishichetzio eved bechetzio ben chur. That's also limutu mishichetzio eved bechetzio ben chur. And have miut acham miut vein miut acham miut elul rabbis. So that's a double miut, and a double miut is l'rabbis. So the way he learns the pasuk is, you're going to have a person who is considered your brother that excludes slaves. However, a chatzi eved ben chatzi ben chorim, although there's a part of him that is an eved because of the double miut, he's called echov. He's considered part of echov. That which I wouldn't have known otherwise. Chatzi eved chatzi ben chorim, is he echov? Isn't he echov? Says the Rabbi Yehuda, we learn from the miut hachamiut that he's called echov.
What is dinoze?
We don't know. It seems possible. Possibly, at least we know. And what you're asking is a very important question. Is he saying
that?
Well, there are two ways of learning the Gemara. The one way is to say that Rabbi Yehuda is holding that he's not echov. But this is a cause of fear from the miut achamiut, even though he's not echov like any other eved. But you chayev misa for him. Or the other way of learning him is to say, you see from the miut achamiut that although you might have thought he's not echov, he's kolul b'toich echov. He is considered echov, unlike a full eved. So those are the two ways of learning Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what's interesting is how the Yerushalmi learns Rabbi Yehuda. And I think I've got that for you as well. If you look at the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, if you look at the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, So this is Perek HaNechenokim also. Halach, that's Perek HaChadosa. Which is interesting, and I don't know if it's just I downloaded this omelet of Yerushalmi from the internet, but it's interesting that I don't know if it's all Yerushalmi or if it's just this edition. There, this is the Hanechenochim comes after Perek Chelik. That's why it's Perek Echadosa in this Yerushalmi. But I haven't looked to see if it's in all Yerushalmi. It probably is, but the order is different. We've got Perek Chelik at the end, and Perek Hanechenochim is the 10th Perek, and Chelik and Hanechenochim are switched in the Yerushalmi, which is interesting. And it's Halacha Beis, at the very end of Halacha Beis in the Gemara. This is sort of the Mishnah, is the same Mishnah, of course, that we have in the Bavli. Gonov Mishi Chetzi Eved V'Chetzi Ben Chorin. At the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev V'Chachamim Poitri. That's the famous Rabbi Yehuda that we have in Yerushalmi and Sochi. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev, if you're going over Nefesh, if you're going over Chetzi Eved V'Chetzi Ben Chorin, you're Chayev. At the very bottom, my time... De Rabbi Yehuda, second, third, last line of the Gemara in Halacha Beis, my time at De Rabbi Yehuda, may echov afilu miktsas echov. May echov means afilu miktsas echov. My time at De Rabbanon, may echov ad shiyakulu echov. And the Rabbanon says, no, may echov means he's got to be a full brother. And if he's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, he's not a full brother. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, may echov means, it doesn't just say, you're going to ish es ochiv. The Goyen of Ish, May Echov, implies that even if he's not a fool, he's a kind of a brother, but not a fool brother. Now, the Pnei Moshe explains it just like the Bavli. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Dichtiv, if you look at the Pnei Moshe on the Mishnah, so on that he learns it the way we do in the Bavli. Dichtiv me'echov b'nei Yisrael me'echov limutei avodim. B'nei Yisrael ikos of b'nei Yisrael havim mamati mishi chetzi evri chetzi b'nei chayin. Hashti dichtiv mi b'nei Yisrael miyuta achrino v'ein miyuta achamiyut elo l'rabbis v'rabbonon sove me'echov lav limutei avodim. So he explains the Mishnah. On the Mishnah he explains the Mishnah like the Bavli. But the Yerushalmi explains it different. And what does he say himself? On the Gemara, the Pnei Moshe, v'chatzi eved b'bnei Yisrael af b'nei mash me'echov ktiv v'lo mibonad me'echov afilu miktsas echov, on the third line of the Pnei Moshe at the top of the page, v'chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chori miktsas echov hu ad shi yikulo echov and the Chachon say v'lo dashi mem l'rabes elo limute, and they don't hold that a mem is limute. Or the rabbis, but they say the mem is lemayit. So the Gemara Yerushalmi says Rabbi Yehuda holds that a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin is called miktsas echov and is included in echov, and we don't have to make a machlokes Yerushalmi and Bavli in the limudim. What I would learn is simply that the Yerushalmi is the way the Yerushalmi sees it is telling us that's the way to learn Rabbi Yehuda. What did the Bab? We said in the Bab, there are two ways of learning Rabbi Yehuda. Either he's not Echov, but there's a Gzeres HaKosu from a Miut HaChamiut to say even though he's not Echov, you're still Chayv Misa. Or you could say that Miut HaChamiut teaches you he is Me'echov. And that's how the Yerushalmi learns. It doesn't mean that he doesn't hold to the Miut HaChamiut. The Miut HaChamiut teaches you that he's a Miktas Echov. And since he's a Miktas Echov, he's Yuchayev Misa. So let's reason that a little bit further. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're going to kidnap a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, Yuchayev. Why are Yuchayev? Because he's miktsas echov. What does that mean? He's miktsas echov. What does miktsas echov mean? He's got achva. What does Tosfos say defines achva? Yerusha, the capacity to be yerush. So another way of saying Rabbi Yehuda then is that he has miktas yerusha. What is miktas yerusha? What did the Tosfos in Gittin say about yerushim? What determines whether you've got yerushim or not? Whether you're bar kiddushin. So what does miktas achva now mean? You've got a miktas bar kiddushin. When are you a miktas? What is a miktas bar kiddushin? On Monday you're a bar kiddushin. On Tuesday you're not. On Wednesday you are. On Thursday you're not. So Shmuel must hold that mischalik liyisurin. Shmuel must be chalik with Rabbi Yochanan and must hold mischalik liyisurin. You got it? So again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you're going to have a nefesh misa, if you're going to have a chatzim ben chatzim lechayim, you chayiv misa. Why you chayiv misa? Says the Bavli, because the miut achamiyut. What does the miut achamiyut l'rabbis tell us? It tells us that he's miktsas echov, as the Yerushalmi in fact says b'mefurash. He's considered a miktsas echov. If he's considered a miktsas echov, it means he's got yorshim in a kind of a way. Miktsas yorshim. What does it mean he's got miktsas yorshim? How do you get yorshim? You've got to be a bar kiddushim. How do you get miktsas yorshim? You're a miktsas bar kiddushim. How can you be a miktsas bar kiddushim? Because you're mischalikli yisurim, and you can be a bar kiddushim one day, and not a bar kiddushim the next day.
It's not like Rashi.
Sorry?
It's not like Rashi and Bavli.
It's not like Rashi and Bavli, no. It's a little bit different from Rashi and Bavli. Now go a step further. Yeah, because Rashi says, Ein lo achla, because he doesn't have an ach with his own brothers, and Tosfos says, that can't be, so it must be talking about his children don't have achla. So now, let's go one step further and say, so what does Shmuel hold? So understand, Shmuel says, on the one day he's got kiddushim, on the other day he isn't, mischalik yisurim, and with choshesh legirushim. Choshesh legirushin would mean that he's choshesh for him to be a shliach haget, even b'yom shel rabba. Because on yom shel atzmo, of course, we're choshesh, he's a complete ben chori. So we must learn that Shmuel holds that choshesh legirushin means even b'yom shel rabba. Why b'yom shel rabba you choshesh legirushin? If we've just said that Shmuel learns that mischalik liyisurin, that means on Monday he's a free man, on a Tuesday he's an eved. Why on Tuesday should we be choshesh? If he's a shliach haget on Tuesday, why should we be choshesh? So the Tzitz HaChoshen brings, we'll look at inside in a moment, but Tzitz HaChoshen says, very simple why. Because we have a din that a cotton can't be a shliach leget. Fine, obviously not. Why can't a cotton be a shliach haget? Because he's loved by shlichusu. Cotton can't be a shliach for anything. Asks the Tzitz HaChoshen, why don't we say the reason a cotton can't be a shliach leget is also because he's loved by Krisus. He can't do Kiddushin and Gerushin. So if he's loved by Krisus, he's not shy. Even if he could be a Shliach, he can't be a Shliach because Gittin, even if he could be a Shliach for other things, he can't be a Shliach for Gittin. And that's never mentioned anywhere, that's the reason. Says the Ksesa Choshen, because he is about Krisus. He's about Krisus because man memela ka'ati. If you just leave him for a while, he'll become about Krisus. And if the only thing lacking is the time, then he's about Krisus now as well. And therefore the reason he can't be a Shliach is not because he's loved by Krisus, he is about Krisus, he's a potential about Krisus. And we've already learned that being a potential about Krisus is enough. If Kiddushin is Shayach, then it doesn't matter whether you actually did Kiddushin with that particular woman, you've got Yerushim. So what's important is your definition. Are you about Krisus? Are you about Kiddushin? And a cotton, he says, is about Kiddushin and he is about Krisus. Because if you leave him alone with a little bit of time, he'll become a bar kiddushin and bar krisus. It's a little bit like why grape juice, we say a bar piagofen on it. If you leave it a little while, it'll become wine. It's not wine now, it'll become wine, which means it's essential. It has the properties of wine. It just needs time. So a cotton has the properties of a godel. He just needs time. So he's a bar shlichus. He's a bar krisus. He's not a bar shlichus. That's a different thing. He can't be a bar shlichus.
He is bar kiddushin as well.
So he's a bar kiddushin as well. A cotton is a bar kiddushin. In that case, is the ktzei zacheshin. Look half a second. In that case, is the ktzei zacheshin. What about a chatzi eved chatzi bin chayrin? So it's true that on Tuesday he can't be. He's not a bar kiddushin. A bar kiddushin. That's not really so. That he's not a bar kiddushin. Bar kiddushin. He is, because the next day he'll be able to do it. It's the man memele ka'ati. He's like a cotton. And the only thing is, he goes backwards and forwards, whereas the cotton only transitions once, he transitions every second day.
But doesn't that transition in effect mean that he's not? Because the fact is that on Monday he is, but on Tuesday he's not, means that with the cotton, he's going to transition, will be a permanent transition. Once he's a bar krisus, once he's a niche, right, bar mitzvah or whatever, then boom, that's it.
Yeah, so that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush in the Tzitz HaChoshen. You're right. That's the chiddush.
Because it's one day yes, one day no. And
that's the nature of the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Bin Chorin, that he's reborn. It's as if he's recreated, and this transition takes place every second day. Every second day he becomes a Ben Chorin. Every second day he becomes somebody who's a Bar Kiddushin. And it's only his man. There's nothing else. He doesn't have to do anything. Nothing has to happen. He just has to stick around. And although he can't give a get today, he can give a get tomorrow. If a person can give a get in the future, and if a person can be Mekadosh and Isha in the future, and nothing has to change except the date, then he's about Kiddushin and about, he wants to, that's what Shmuel holds. Rabbi Yochanan would be Cholek, but that's what Shmuel holds. So now what have we got? Let's put Shmuel all together. So now in Shmuel we've got a Bria who is, his status changes every day, but in the same way as a cotton status changes. Now when a cotton status changes, is he the same human being? Of course he is. He's exactly the same human being. His halach has changed. He goes from cotton to a godel. His halach has changed. It's not that he's a different bria. He's the same bria. He's a bria. He's a godel. Before he was a bria, he was a cotton. So how does Shmuel hold with the chatzivet chatziv in chorin? Also, he's one bria. He doesn't change as a bria. But the halach has changed from day to day. That's why I said that the Mishnah Lamelech, the way we wanted to learn the Mishnah Lamelech, is not so bizarre, because the Ksus HaChoshen himself develops that idea, Aliba the Shmuel in the Yerushalmi. So how does Shmuel learn it? Shmuel says, yes, it's true that Mischalek li Isuri. One day he can give, we're Choshish for Kiddushin, and the next day we're not. But if he's a Shliach Leget, it doesn't matter on what day, we will always be Choshish Legirushin, if he's a Shliach Leget, because in Metzias, he's a Chatzi Evid Chatzi Bin Chorin, all the way through, which means he's somebody who with time will be able to have Kiddushin, therefore he's a Bar Kiddushin. So even on the day that he cannot be a Mekadesh and Isha, he is a Bar Kiddushin. So Shmuel has this hybrid idea, that his halachas are Mischalkin, even the halachas of Isurin, but his status isn't Mischalik. He's a Bar Kiddushin on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He's a Bar Kiddushin every day. Doesn't mean that if he's Mekadesh, we're Choshish, the Kiddushov, we're not. Because his halachas aren't the halachas of the Menachem, but he's a bar kiddushin. He's defined as the type of human being who is a bar kiddushin, different from the way that different from the way Rabbi Yochanan went to that. Yes, sir.
Why then Shmuel says that Eved cannot be shaliach lekiddushin?
He doesn't say he can't be a shaliach lekiddushin. Other rabbi, he would say the same. You're absolutely right. The same kiddushin and girushin would be the same. That he would
then
be the.
Question of Shmuel is not understandable at all.
Oh, so the explains that the reason that Shmuel says Dafka be Girushin and he doesn't mention Kiddushin.
He doesn't mention Kiddushin. He says
that
the Kiddushin
were not Choshish. No, it's just the Girush of Choshish. He just mentions Girushin.
Yes.
And why does he. We've assumed, as the Mishnah Melech and others do, we've assumed that we're not Choshish for Kiddushin. No, we're Choshish for Kiddushin as well. We're Choshish for Kiddushin as well. But the reason that he says Girushin is because Girushin is Afila Biyom Sharabi. Kiddushin, he won't be. Kiddushin, he won't be. Biyom Shurabi, he won't be. If it's a shliach, will be choshish. If it's a shliach, probably. If it's a shliach, the kiddushin will be choshish. But not if it's mekadesh himself on Yom Shurabi. He can't be mekadesh on Yom Shurabi.
He cannot be megarish on Yom Shurabi.
He cannot be megarish. But Shmuel is talking about shlichus.
Shmuel clearly distinguishes between kiddushin and gerushin. According to Mahalach, you are saying
he distinguishes
on Yom Shurabi, she cannot be megarish. Yes. She cannot be megarish.
But
be shliach for both.
But in the Yerushalmi, we see already that we're distinguishing between when we're talking about Kiddushin, we're talking about a Maisei Kiddushin, and when we're talking about Girushin, we're talking about Shlichus. We have to come on to that.
Really?
Yes, that Lakula Alma that we have to come on.
Why do we have to come to this? Because everything talks about Shlichus. We're not questioning the Shlichus for Kiddushin, we're not questioning the Shlichus for Girushin, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Choshishin, you mean why don't we learn the whole thing of Shlichus, even the Kiddushin?
Yeah.
Why don't we learn even the Kiddushin? The Mishnah Melech wants to say, the Mishnah Melech wants to say that the Kiddushin, also, that the Girushin, we only talk, it's only on Shmuel that they want to say that he's talking about Shlichus, or only when Girushin is talked about. That Girushin, since he's love bar Kiddushin, his own Girushin, there cannot be. There's no way that there can be Girushin. The Kiddushin makes sense as it is. There's no reason to change Kiddushin. When he says Choshishin the Kiddushin or Ein Choshishin the Kiddushin, there's no reason to change that. The question is, if there's no Kiddushin, how can there be Girushin? So when Rabbi Yochanan says Ein Choshishin the Kiddushin, it's a Maisei the Kiddushin. And of course, if he's a Shliach as well. But a Maisei Kiddushin also there wouldn't be. The question is, if there can't be a Maisei Kiddushin, how can there be a Maisei Girushin? So there, all the Achorim say, that's not talking about a Maisei Girushin, it's talking about Shlichus the Girushin. Of course, there's no Maisei Girushin. That goes without saying.
The advantage of Yochanan's understanding is that they're parallel.
Yes, but there's nothing Machriach here to say that. Nothing, and you've got to go further. You could say, and why is he not a shliach lekiddushin? Why would he not be a shliach? If you want to make it parallel, why is he not a shliach lekiddushin? Because he loved by kiddushin, and the ikkah is chosem and asefer. That's the ikkah. The whole thing starts because he can't do kiddushin. Because he can't do kiddushin, he can't be a shliach lekiddushin. But you've got to state that somewhere. You've got to say that he can't do kiddushin. That's the ikkah. Everything stems from that. Without him not being able to do kiddushin, the whole issue doesn't rise. So you've got to learn that he's that that
kiddushin.
You're talking about in the Ksos HaKoshin.
Yeah.
So we'll see inside the Ksos HaKoshin. But let's just try and reason and understand the Gemara the way he sees them, the way he sees them outside. That would have to be the way you see them. I want to take it one step further, and then we'll learn through the Ksos HaKoshin inside, and it will become very clear. The one step further that he links into is a beautiful machlokes in Gittin Lamed Ches. And I don't know if you've got that, but if not, here that is. A different machlokes altogether. And this is about 10 lines from the top of the Omud. This is Lamed Ches with Aleph and Gittin. 11 lines on top of the Omud. Omer Rav Shimon bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan. Eved Sheborach mi Beis HaAsurim, Yotzo L'Cheiris. An Eved is Borach from Beis HaAsurim, and Eved Knani goes to jail, flees from jail. After that, he's Yotzo L'Cheiris. V'loy Oed Ela Shekufin is Rabbi V'Kesev Lo Get Shichru. And his Rebbe has to give him a Get Shichru, is what Rabbi Yochanan says.
Why, if he escapes from jail, does he have to go
free? Because we're talking in a case where the owner has given up hope, has been misyayish, and he has a din of hefker. Okay, so we'll see that in a little bit more clarity. So the owner has released his ownership, he's been misyayish, the guy's gone to jail. In those days, if you went to jail, you never came out. And people didn't used to escape because then there would be a chiyuv misa. If he did escape, he would go to death, as the Gemara says further on. So there's yeyush. And then the Gemara goes on to discuss yeyush a little bit backwards and forwards, which doesn't affect us that much until further down. Then about a little bit further than halfway down the page, a line that starts Ushmuel. Ushmuel, loy mibayed ishtabudi, loy mishtabed. And this is talking about an Amo who ran away also. Not only is there no Avdus, Elo Gita de Cherus and Nami Lo Yitzrucha. That you don't even need a Get Cherus. Shmuel Letame, Shmuel goes according to his own Svora, the Oma Shmuel, Hamafkir Avdo Yotzo Le Cherus Ve'eno Tzorech Yet Shichru. So we have a Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel in Gittin about whether a Mafkir, an Eved who is Hefkir, needs a Get Shichru. Shenema, because it says, "V'chol eved ish mikne kesef, eved ish v'loy eved isho, elo eved sheyesh loy rushus l'rabbi olav kori eved, she'ein loy rushus l'rabbi olav ein kori eved." What does eved ish mean? Does it mean ish v'loy isho? Come to tell you, there's got to be a male owner, not a female owner. That doesn't make any sense. So, what do we learn out of eved ish? That he has to belong to an odin for him to have the halachos of an eved. So the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel here is very, very essential, because what they're being chaylik about is, do the halachos, the surim of an eved, stem from his kinyan, or are they separate? Now, we've had that in Kiddushin as well. Near the Gemara, at the beginning of Gemara Kiddushin, there's a Tosfos that talks about the fact that Loshen Kiddushin is like Loshen Neder. And there's a lot of discussion there. When a man marries a woman, is he doing one thing or two things? Is there one side which is a kinyan kesef, and hare at mekudeshes is like hektish? You're being mekadesh the woman and giving her a whole lot of different halachas. So you're acquiring certain rights. That's almost a commercial transaction. And there's a hektish kind of transaction, a kind of a neder taking place, which is an isur kind of thing. Are those two things happening parallelly, or does the one stem from the other? When you're mekadesh, when you're kohen in isha, she automatically becomes mekudeshes. And the Rishonim Acharonim, there's quite a lot of discussion around that. The same with the Eved. What is happening here? Are there two things happening? He becomes a kinyan kesef, and simultaneously the halachas, he becomes chayiv in the mitzvahs, all the other halachas that apply to him. Or do we say, no, only one thing happens. He becomes a kinyan, the kinyan aguf is chal, and as a result of the kinyan aguf, all these halachas come into play. What's the nafkimina? The nafkimina is, if there isn't a kinyan aguf, such as hefkir, the odin is makir his eved. So I have no financial ownership over the eved now. What is the din with the yisurim? Do they also disappear? Or do I need a get shichru? Is a get shichru like a get isha? It's like a woman can't give her husband back the ring and say, now I'm free. that maybe she's this kind of some financial transaction that takes place, but all the Yisurim still apply until there's a get. So with an Eved, does an Eved need a get shichru, even if there's no financial ownership? Or if there's no financial ownership, is he no longer called an Eved? So this is a machlok, it's the same, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. And the way we've learned is Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel are chaylek in Yerushalmi and Sofim. What's the connection? Can you see the connection? What's the connection between this machlokes and what we're learning about with the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin? That Shmuel says he's a different species. He's a different species, but he's got different halachas, and one day he's mischalikli Yisurin. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he's a different species, and he's not mischalikli Yisurin, he's consistently the same. What would that have to do? Because Rabbi Yochanan says, if there's no Kinyan Kesef, there's still Yisurin. So it doesn't help that they've made a deal to get the revenue from one day or the revenue from the that doesn't make any difference. The fact is, Yisurin, he's not mischalik, because he's still an Eved. Even though I can't be worked on Tuesday, because I bought my rights to my own labor by working for you on Monday, so on Tuesday you have no financial ownership over me, and everything I earn is my own, but the Yisurim still apply. Just as if I was Hefker, the Yisurim would still apply. That Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel says, no, if there's no Kinyan Kesef, there are no Yisurim. So on the day where you've negotiated yourself out of Kesef, the Yisurim are automatically removed for that day too, is the way Shmuel learns. So yes, you're a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, consistent, you don't switch back and back, your status is unchanged, your halachas change, because the halachas of an Eved stem from a Kinyan, and you've negotiated to split the Kinyan. By splitting the Kinyan, you're automatically splitting the Yisurim as well. That's Shita Shmuel in Gittin and the Bavli. So it beautifully lines up. And let's learn through the Tzeis inside, and you'll see it all coming to put together so beautifully. So we start with a piece now, Umashe Kosov the Mishnah Lamelech, if you've got that. That's the last section of the Tzeis HaChoshen in Reish Mem Tes, you've got in Beis. Umashe Kosov the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech says, I don't understand the connection between Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda. Because what's the difference between Kiddushin and Girushin? Vadai, so here the Tzeis HaChoshen starts his whole thesis. Vadai Shmuel denokot choshishim legirushin hu adin lekiddushin. But we're choshish for Girushin, the same applies for Kiddushin. He's not chelik. It doesn't hold. We're not choshish for kiddushin, but we are choshish for girushin. Have you got it?
Yeah, it's got
hey
men. That's why I don't know why he translates.
Who adin?
Yeah.
Who you've got hani mili likiddushin?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Odd. Who adin likiddushin?
We have
who adin. You've got a hey in there as well. Must be a misprint in yours. No, hani mili likiddushin means choshin likiddushin, or hani mili also likiddushin. Yeah, you've got hani mili also likiddushin. Venire mishum de Shmuel Svirule Kahaida Yerushalmi, the Perek HaShaleach. Again, the Tzeis HaChoshen is taking it as an absolute certainty that the Yerushalmi in Gittin brings a machlokes Yerushalmi in Rabbi Yochanan. There are two different shittas. Rabbi Yochanan holds like our Gemara and it's chilek on the Yerushalmi, but Shmuel in Psochim holds not like Rabbi Yochanan, but holds like the Yerushalmi in Gittin. The Kiddush b'yom atzma choshishin the Kiddush umishum hachi. Because we're choshish lekiddushin b'yom atzma, we're choshish legirushin, meaning shlichus girushin, even b'yom atzma, even b'yom rabbi. Why? Umishum dehavi lebar krisus, because he is a bar krisus. Even the yochel lekaddish b'yom mocha, because he can be mekaddish the next day. Chamoy bekotam, the nira b'shasim gitin chav gimel, the choshiv bar krisus. The only reason a cotton can't be a shliach haget is because he's not a bar shlichus at all. Implying if he was a bar shlichus, he could be a shliach haget. He's not a love bar gittin in kiddushin. Therefore, you've got to say, since time comes of its own. Why don't we say, I was also wondering that a little bit, why don't we say that Bashlichus also is a love Bashlichus now, but he will be a Bashlichus later on, so why do we not hold that he'll be that he's a Bashlichus now already, and that he could do it? I would say that you've got to say the same as we say about Kiddushin. Although he's a Bar Kiddushin, he can't do Kiddushin now. So although he's a Bashlichus in the sense that he will become a Bashlichus, that just has no Nafkimina. There's nothing he can do with that. But if you're a Bar Kiddushin, there are Nafkiminas. So I would say, Nechanam, it is the same with Shlichus, it just doesn't help. Kvati chashiv bar krisus, umishum hachi begirish, tahindu beshliach ha'ilocha, choshishim legirishin, and so with a chatzi evit chatzi ben chayrin, who is megarish, as a shliach, choshishim legirishin lo'ile mafila b'yom rabo, umishum hachi nokat gerushin v'loi nokat kiddushin. And that's why Shmuel only talks about gerushin and not kiddushin. Umishum de kiddushin eno elo b'yom atzumi. Because the kiddushin we're talking about is the essential capacity to be mekadesh and isha. That's the core of everything. He has the capacity to be mekadesh and isha, but only every second day. Ali b'dushmul. But because he's got that capacity, albeit only every second day, the gerushin afila b'yom rabbi, he can be a shliach the gerushin even b'yom rabbi. Umishum dechashiv lebar krisus kivin dezman nemele ko'ati chomoshi kosavna. So whereas man is the only thing missing, he is a bar krisus already, which is really interesting, because if you look at that it says something very important about transitions and change. If you look at the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos ben Yud Gimel Lemitzvos, you know, ben Eser Lechamish Lemikro, ben Eser Lemishnah, ben Yud Gimel Lemitzvos, ben Esrim Lirdoif, I think, or the Kaf, Ben Shloshim, and so on. So Ben Yud Gimel Lemitzvos comes in there. And what are we saying about Ben Yud Gimel Lemitzvos? We're saying, in a sense, Zman Memele Ka'ati. And if Zman Memele Ka'ati, you're above that already from the beginning. Meaning, when Zman is the only thing missing, you have the seeds of everything that's going to come to start off with. Just the seeds have to fertilize. They just take time. So when you say, if you look at later on, what happens is a zoke and a chochom, a ruach hakodesh ultimately, all sorts of levels that a person is able to get to with time, that a baby, an infant has got that. It's got that. The seeds of all of that are in the infant. That's man memele ka'ati. When all that's missing is time, the seeds are there, they just have to. So when you're defining the person, all of that in that Mishnah is in the definition of a little baby. That's what we say. Zakotun godel yiyu. It's not may he be a godel. He will be a godel. All this is man kati. Nothing goes wrong. He will be a godel. He'll be a godel even in the sense of godless. He'll get chokmah. He'll get zikna. What is zikna? Why do we talk about zikna? Zokin means old, and zokin means zekon chokmah. What is the connecting? The connection we said shishim the zikna. What's the zikna? What's the chokmah? Why do we use the word age for chokmah? Because there are different kinds of chokmah. There's chokmah that you have to learn from outside, and there's chokmah that just comes with experience. If you just sit around, you can take an uneducated individual who's never read anything in his life, who's never been to school. When he's 60 years old, he's seen enough of life to have chokmah. And there's a whole lot one can learn from. And it's got that kind of chokmah. It comes. It's man memele ka'ati. There's a part of transition that is just a function of time. And then there's a part of transition which we have to make, where you've got to make choices. And you make a choice. That's not memele ka'ati. That's a choice that you make. Two different ways of looking at transition. It's an amazing concept that goes way beyond the sugya in what the classification of mechadesh here. The way we look at a cotton being a bar krisus, because he has the potential inside him at that time already to be a bar krisus. It just hasn't materialized yet. For how the ma'isi midrabi yuda gan of mishichetsi eved, and so why does it bring an example from Rabbi Yuda? What's all that about? Nira lefi mashe kosvu tosvus perek hanechanokin. Why are you not chayav misa if you kidnap an eved? Because he's not echov. Ufrishu Tosfos mishum de'en zaru meyuchas acharov enu kori me'echov. And Tosfos says because he cannot create a family, he cannot create children who are meyuchosim after him. He's not called one of the brothers. He's not part of the family. Umishum hochi ma'isi raya l'shmuel. And so therefore Shmuel brings a raya from Rabbi Yehuda. They bring a raya for Shmuel from Rabbi Yehuda, who says, "Goinev chatzi evet chayev." So that's how the Chosachoshin is learning the Bavli. That the miut achamiut teaches you that he is considered me'echov, or as the Yerushalmi says later, at least mixes me'echov, but he's considered enough me'echov to be chayev misa. Umishum dezaru miyuchas achrov. That's because his children are his children. He's got Yorshim. Chatzivet Chatzibin Chorin has got Yorshim, as Tosfos said in Gittin. Why Mishum Davi Bar Kiddushim? Because he is a Bar Kiddushim. So clearly we see that Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a goyne of chatzi eved chatzi bin chorin is chayiv misa, must hold that a chatzi eved chatzi bin chorin is a bar kiddushin. How can he be a bar kiddushin? The Yoshim be kiddushin talia. Because Yoshim depends on the potential to be mekadesh. V'im ken muchach the chatzi eved shekiddush b'yom atzmoi have a lay kiddushin. And the only way to learn that then is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you mekadesh, the chatzi eved is mekadesh on yom shel atzmoi, the kiddushin is a valid kiddushin. Otherwise, how can he ever be a bar kiddushin? And that's why he's got Yoshim. Since there is a way that he can be mekadesh an isho, how can he do it? He can do it on the day that is his. Therefore, says Shmuel, he's a bar, and Rabbi Yehuda is a bar kiddushin. If he's a bar kiddushin, he's got Yoshim. If he's got Yoshim, he's echov. If he's echov, you chayiv misa when you if you kidnap him. It's an amazing chain of links that he puts together. Therefore, he must be a bar krisus, and therefore, if he acts as a shliach legirushin, even on Yom Raboy, he's a bar krisus, and the shlichus is a good shlichus. The nearer lefarish the hodes for the shmul the chatzi eved shekiddush b'yom atzmoi have a kiddushin umishum the mischalik nami leisur chadas hayerushalmi perik hashuvah. So Shmuel holds like the Yerushalmi in Gittin that we're mischalik leisurin umeila have a bar krisus afila b'yom rabbi, and so he's a bar krisus even on yom rabbi chumushik asavnu does man the meila ati yichomei kota v'rabbi Yochanan poli usvir le de loilom ein le kiddushin. Rabbi Yochanan says this species doesn't switch. He can make a deal about money, but that deal about money doesn't impact his status in Legabi Yisurin. He only holds that you can make deals about money, but those deals won't impact your status. Why? He holds that Mafkir Avda Yotzal Acherus Mishum Dichtiv Eved Ishvein Tzorech Get Shichur, because you're not, if the Balabos can't be meshabed you, then you're not an eved. That's not called an eved. Memela, all the halachas of avdus don't apply to you. Im kein ki hechi di mischalik linyan momen. So according to Shmuel, if you've done a deal with your owner that today you have no financial rights over me, v'avale b'yom atzmo ben churin gomur, then that day I'm a ben churin gomur. Kim day no evedish. I'm not an evedish today. Tomorrow I'll be an evedish. Today I'm not an evedish. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that he needs about yes, it doesn't matter that you're not, that the owner has no rights over you financially. You're still an Eved. The status of Avdus is not an outcome of ownership. It's an independent status issue. When you become an Eved, two things happen. You get Hilchus Avodim, and you have to work for your owner. And therefore, even b'yom atzma is a chatzi eved, and he hasn't got kiddushin at all. So, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Al Gemara: you can make a deal for the money, but that doesn't affect the status. You're a chatzi eved, chatzi bin chori, every day of the week, and therefore, there's no way you can have kiddushin ever. And if there's no way you can have kiddushin ever, you can't be a shliach legirushin because you're not a bar shlichus. You're not a bar krisus. Shmuel says, I agree that he's a separate species, but he's a separate species who's made a deal that he doesn't work for his owner every second day. And with that deal comes the removal of the status of Avdus on that day. Because Amafkir is Avdus, says Shmuel, ain't a tzorek yet shichru. He's not an Evedish that day. If he's not an Evedish that day, it's not only his financial status that changes, his halachic status with his surin changes as well. That's the machalik of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So what we started off saying was a machlok is Bavli and Yerushalmi. Isn't a machlok is Bavli and Yerushalmi at all. It's a machlok is Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yehuda goes like Shmuel. And Rabbi Yochanan goes like the rest of our Gemara. It's really a machlok is Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. And the source of the machlok is the Gemara about Machkir Avda in Gittin. That's where it all comes from. It's nothing like what we thought it was. The issues are completely different. From what we originally thought it was. The interesting thing with this is that as you learn like this, whether you're learning in Gemara, Keseda or Gemara, we're learning something like the Tzitzah Chishim, and you realize by the time you've finished how different the sugya looks from what it was when you first saw it. One worries about learning Bikiyas. Because it's not possible to understand it right. It's not possible. So you've gone through the whole of Shas and understood it wrong. unless you have a Magid Shiur who knows it all and can be miyashiv all the sugyas as they really are. But every time you go into a sugya, every time you go into a sugya, you come out at the end of it that it's nothing like you thought in the beginning. The yesodas are different. It's really interesting. That's what Meir Soloveitchik has always said to me, if you want Bekiyas, learn Mishnayas Be'iyun. Don't learn Gemara Bekiyas, because Gemara Bekiyas is a lie. It's Shekin. What you're learning is wrong. The Pshat is wrong. You know the Pshat is wrong. Unless you've got somebody who's able to take you through it, Ali Bid Hilchas, with everything worked out. And there are Magideshi like that who spend their whole lives just being able to understand the Gemara sufficiently Be'iyun that when they give a Gemara a Shir Bekiyas, they're able to bring it all and you're getting the Emes. But the way we learn, when we've learned through something with kids the first few times, you take a new Gemara and learn it through, you know it's not going to end up like that at all. So it just, where we thought, what we thought was the issue, he's done two somersaults already. We started off thinking it had to do with whether, on the whole Indian of whether an Odin can be Kohen in a Chosim from before the Avdus, the first thing we thought of was, is he like an Isha, isn't he? And then he said, no, of course he's like an Isha. No question about that. The whole issue between the Bavli and Yerushalmi has got to do with the definition of the Chatzeved, Chatzeved, and Chorin. And then he comes out, it's not even a Machlekes of Bavli and Yerushalmi, it's a Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, and it's dependent on the din of a Machkir Avdei. That's where we get the whole thing from. It's completely different. Umaisi Raile, the Shmuel, the Rabbi Yudhis, the Spirit of Gernet, Chatzeved, Chayev, Mishum, the Betamuda, the Dan, Perich, and Echnokish, and Maisilo, Mimiuta, Hamiut, Aval Birushalmi, Perich, and Echnokish, and Omru, Time, the Rabbi Yudhis, Mishum, the Spirit of Echo, Vapilo, Mixas Echov. So you see, the way the Yerushalmi understands Rabbi Yehuda, even though he might get it from Miut HaChamiut, what he understands Rabbi Yehuda is dealing with is a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin considered Me'echov. And Yerushalmi, and from Miut HaChamiut, we learn he's considered partially Me'echov, Miktas Echov. Verashi in Bovakama, the Christian says in Perikan Echenokim, but that's not right. It's in Bovakama, because of Miut HaDeechov, Hainushim the Eved Enu Rashi Lovo Bekahala in Sham. An Eved can't marry into the Jewish people. V'imkein me'echov afilu mitzas echov. So what does it mean, mitzas echov? According to that Rashi in Bovakama, that me'echov means he can't marry into the Jewish people. What is mitzas echov? And the kivin debiyem atzmo, mutzal lovo bikal, v'imkein avali mitzas echov. One day, every second day, he can marry into the Jewish people. So he's a mitzas echov. Aval idem ek Rabbi Yochanan dafi debiyem atzmo in likidushin. But if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that even on his own day, he can't be mekadesh, because it's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayur, and there's no din kiddushin, mushumachi ein legirushin lishlichus, and therefore he can never be a shliach legirushin, mishum dolo havele bar krisus klal, because he can never be a bar krisus, imkein afilu mikzas echov lecho, then he's not even a mikzas echov. Kivin deloilam osu lovoi bekahal, he can never marry a Jewish person, so he's never me'echov. Ela tuch asvid desvir lele rabbi yudah, de biyam atzmo mutzu bekahal, mishumachi kaya vagrenev afi de biyam rabbi, davali mikzas echov, kivin de mutzu lovoi biyam atzmo bekahal. So clearly Shmuel must be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan cannot be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda become one school of thought, and Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Yerushalmi in Gittin, one school of thought, and Rabbi Yochanan and the Bavli, another school of thought. And what it revolves around is whether on the day that he's negotiated not to be in his, can he negotiate? He can negotiate not to be in his owner's hands. That the Mishnah says. So Chatzi Eved Chatzi Bin Chorin negotiates that one day I work for myself, one day I work for you. That everybody agrees. The question is, what is the consequence of that? Does that make you Ois Eved the next day? Or does that mean you are an Eved the next day? It's just that your work belongs to you. That depends on whether I'm Afkir Avdei Tzorech Get Shichur or not. If you hold that I'm Afkir Avdei Tzorech Get Shichur, then even on the day that you're not working for the Balabos, you're still his Eved. You're still an Eved. You're not his Eved, but you're an Eved. You don't have to be his Eved to be an Eved. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you do have to be his Eved to be an Eved. And if you're not his Eved that day, you're not an Eved. Because it's Eved Ish, you've got to be the Eved of a particular man, not just an Eved stump. So Eved means, the whole machlokes is, how do you see an Eved? Is an Eved a type of human being? Or is an Eved somebody who's sold his labor to another person, and memela all the halachas come from it? That's the whole issue of Ayin Mashi Kosavim de Besimen Kuf Ayin Aleph Sifkotan Aleph. So that's the Ksefachoshin. We can have a little bit of discussion until we're ended. But just in terms of program, so now I'm going to be away for a few weeks. What I would like to do next week, I won't be able to do it on the phone either. What I would like to do though is on the remaining weeks. And next week, the week after Sunday is Purim. So in fact, 2 weeks we won't be learning. 2 weeks we won't be learning. therefore, what I might try and do, but it's not a promise, is put something on the website, even though we're not learning, so you can listen to it at your own time. And what I would be looking at is Kufayin Aleph, Sif Aleph. So we can finish it off and see, there are some interesting chidushim in Kufayin Aleph, Sif Aleph. So that's the piece that I would do. And then I'll be in touch with you by email, but what I would like to do, and I'll probably be away for four Sundays. For the other two, at least, to do it on the phone. So what I would do is give you a US conference call number, and you could dial into the, from home, you could dial into the conference call, and the timing works out all right for me. So we could learn, we'll make it shorter, it's difficult to learn for an hour on the phone, but maybe even half an hour, just that we keep the pace going. And I'll give you all the details on the internet, but I would like to not break the clears and try and keep going. When we finish Kuf Ayin Aleph, I'm thinking possibly of doing a sugya on Eish Mishum Chitzov, completely different area, just because I think that's where the sugya that they're busy with in South Africa. So while I'm there, I think that's I'm going to be involved in that sugya. I'll give you the Mayim Kremis and we'll start that. Are you okay, Laba, with jumping when we finish the Minyan to go into something completely different? And to get, because that's the way we get our Bekiyas. This is one of the way you can get, because although we've done one Sif Katan in Ksesa Choshen, look what we've done in Gemara. We've done two Yerushalmis. We've done three Yerushalmis on Echinachim as well. We've done three small Yerushalmis. And we've done several pieces of Bavli and linked them all together and learnt them Be'iyun. So even though it's an intensely Iyun kind of limud, one gets a lot of Bekiyas when you actually learn the Gemaras. And if in your own learning you can go into the Gemaras as you would if that was your Masechta. When the Tzitzis HaChoshen brings a Gemara, learn that piece of Gemara properly. Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, you want to look at other Rishonim, learn other Rishonim, learn the Gemara properly. So that you're getting into Shas instead of the linear way of going through the Masechtas Keseder, which is a very important limit on its own, obviously. You're getting into Shas a conceptual way, taking a concept and working out in all the different directions from that, on that particular concept. And then we'll move from Inyan to Inyan as we go through it.